Have you been thinking about taking your highly sensitive child to therapy, hoping that that will help end the constant meltdowns and challenging behaviors? Or has your child already started seeing a therapist, but you're still seeing the meltdowns and difficult behaviors at home? In today's episode, I'm going to share 5 reasons why child therapy is not the solution for highly sensitive kids who are struggling with big emotions and challenging behaviors. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place, because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of 3, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey, friend, welcome back to Raised Resilient. I'm your host, Dr. Hillary, and I am so glad you're here. In today's episode, we're going to get into why child therapy is not the most effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling to regulate their big emotions and engaging in challenging behaviors like hitting, kicking, screaming, saying, "I hate you." I think as a society, we have started to come around to the benefits of therapy, which is amazing. And so when our child is struggling with challenging behaviors and big emotions, we often think that therapy for our child is the answer. I used to think so too. As a child psychologist, I saw kids in therapy exclusively, meaning I only worked with adults in my training as a graduate student. I saw kids exclusively in all kinds of settings for 10 years. And even after I had my own kids and added my specialty in perinatal mental health and started working with parents in therapy, I also saw kids. Play therapy was my passion. And not to put too fine a point on it, but I was a really good child therapist. I worked in all kinds of settings, including residential treatment centers, therapeutic schools, therapeutic preschools, and eventually my own private practice. I also did psychological assessment, so social emotional testing, cognitive testing, ADHD testing, and I would often recommend therapy as one of the interventions to help the child move forward. In my work as a therapist in residential treatment centers, I saw kids who had been severely traumatized, abandoned by attachment figures, abused by people who were supposed to love and care for them, neglected. And I was able to connect with these kids through their anger and help heal some of that trauma through the work we did together in the play therapy room. So I believe in play therapy, and I know that it is an incredibly powerful intervention, especially for a child who has undergone significant trauma. So please understand that what I am about to say is in the context of my career as a child psychologist and play therapist, and as someone who has spent so many hours doing child therapy. When I had my private practice, I started to get a lot of kids with a very similar story in my office. These kids were having major meltdowns at home, often daily. They were aggressive toward their parents. They were aggressive toward their siblings. Sometimes they struggled to separate from their parents, and they had a really tough time doing anything on their own. These kids were often doing really well in school. Occasionally, I'd have a child with ADHD or a learning difference who was also struggling at school, but most of the time, these kids were doing great in school. And so parents would bring them in to me for me to see them in therapy and help them regulate their emotions better at home. These parents were desperate. They had tried everything and they didn't know how to help their child. And so I, believing in the power of child therapy, took these kids on as clients. I was able to build rapport with them, and they would come in and willingly engage in play therapy. They would do great in the therapy room, and I never once saw a meltdown or aggressive behavior, not one time. But here's the thing. Despite the wonderful work we were doing each week in play therapy, nothing was changing at home. Parents would sometimes send me videos of their child having a meltdown, and they would say, "This is what's happening at home. Please help." Now, remember, I had spent a lot of my formative years as a psychologist working within institutions where kids had been severely traumatized. And at this point in my career, I had only recently, I'd say for maybe a year or two, been working in private practice. But over time, I started to see a pattern with these kids. Every single one of them is a child that I would now describe as highly sensitive or deeply feeling, to quote Dr. Becky Kennedy. And I realized that what I was doing in the therapy room was not serving these kids. But at that point in my career, I also didn't feel comfortable saying, I don't think therapy is the right intervention. I wasn't there yet. So what I did instead was a bit of an experiment. I started requiring for new clients that if I was going to see their child in therapy, they also had to commit to coming in and working with me in parent sessions that were separate of the child therapy sessions for at least 8 weeks. I never once encountered a parent who wasn't willing to do that, but if I had, I would have followed through and I would not have taken their child on as a client. And this is because I started to understand something really important about what was missing in the work I was doing with these kids. And that was that the parents who were with these kids all the time, other than that 1 hour a week that I was with their child in therapy, didn't have the tools, the skills, or the perspective they needed in order to shift how they were showing up and help their child learn to regulate these big emotions. And a big part of the reason why I took this leap and started requiring parents to work with me simultaneous to their child's treatment is because of the work I was doing in my own home, raising my own highly sensitive kids. I was learning so much about what highly sensitive kids needed and how traditional parenting was going to fail them every single time. And I'm not going to lie, what happened when I made this shift in how I was working with families was nothing short of magical. In as little as 8 weeks, I would have parents telling me, I've got a different kid. I don't know what you did, but you have changed our entire lives. And don't get me wrong, I knew that working with the parents was going to be effective, but I did not realize it was going to be effective that quickly. And I didn't realize it was going to be that effective, but it was a game changer. And I was realizing more and more that I really could drop seeing the kids entirely and still be able to get these same results, saving everyone time and money. And I was considering making that shift in my practice and only working with parents instead of seeing the child in therapy as well. And then COVID happened and kind of forced my hand because play therapy over a computer screen is not ideal. So at that point, I shifted to doing telehealth therapy with my perinatal mental health clients and then also parenting support. And now I've found a way to help parents that is even more comprehensive and even more effective than doing 8 parenting sessions in my office or over telehealth. And as you know, if you've been listening for a little while, that is my Chaos to Connection parent coaching program. It is a program designed specifically for parents of highly sensitive kids who are struggling. And it's a program that goes deep and helps parents actually shift how they are showing up with their highly sensitive child so that they can truly reclaim peace in their home. Now, I'm going to get into 5 specific reasons why child therapy is not an effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling. But before I do that, if this is resonating with you, especially if you've been considering taking your highly sensitive child to therapy because you didn't know what else to do to help them, or if you've got your child in therapy and it's not helping, then I want to invite you to book a free breakthrough session with me. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about whether this program is the next right step for you and your family. And if it's not, I'm going to point you in the right direction. So either way, you are going to know your exact next steps to help your highly sensitive child. Okay, so let's talk about 5 reasons why child therapy just is not the most effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling with big emotions and challenging behaviors. So the first reason is really a numbers game. You're sending your child to therapy for 1 hour out of every week. Maybe if your child is in a very intensive therapy process, they're going in for 2 hours a week. So that means that they're with you or at school the other 167 hours of the week. If you want to see change in your home, You simply have to be equipped with the tools, the resources, the perspective, the strategies that you need in order to be effective in interacting with and helping your highly sensitive child. Full stop. There is no way around this. It just does not make logical sense to expect to see behavioral change and improved emotion regulation when your child is only working on it an hour a week. You have to be equipped with the understanding of what's going on for your highly sensitive child, why it's difficult for them to tolerate their big emotions, and how to not only support them in the moment, but also teach them the skills they need outside the moment so that in the moment they can draw on those skills and better tolerate big, intense emotions. The second reason that child therapy is just not the most effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling is that kids often don't want to go to therapy. And even if they're okay with going, a lot of times kids don't understand why they're going. I am so grateful that the stigma around seeking therapy is diminishing. It's still there, but it's diminishing. I think that's awesome. I think all of us as adults should go to therapy. It's amazing. So it's not really coming from a place of stigma when I say this. But if you take a highly sensitive child who already feels intense shame around their big emotions and fear of their big emotions and intense shame around their big behaviors that push you away, and then you tell that child, I'm going to take you to this doctor or to this therapist or to this person who's going to help you learn to handle your emotions. That child hears some subtext that I know you don't intend, but I promise you this is how highly sensitive kids perceive this. One, your child hears that you think that they need to be fixed, that their big emotions are a problem, and you are taking them to somebody new to fix this problem. And two, your child hears the subtext that you are not capable of helping them. And this just reinforces their fear that they are too much. And I'm not just saying this. I know this to be true because some of my older clients have actually verbalized it. I've actually had kids tell me after I helped their parents help them that they really needed their parents to be the ones to help them through this. They needed their parents to do something different. They needed their parents to help work on this inside of the parent-child relationship. Also, highly sensitive kids tend to need more downtime than a less sensitive child. So taking your child to therapy, even though I know you don't mean it this way, I know you are just trying to help, but taking your highly sensitive child to therapy is at best stressful because it's another thing, another activity that we've got to get to at a certain time. And at worst, it's pathologizing. It is saying that there is something in you that needs to change. And again, I know that's not your intention, but this is how your highly sensitive child internalizes being taken to therapy. The third reason why child therapy is not the most effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling is that you're asking your highly sensitive child to go and develop a relationship with a stranger when what they really need is you. What most parents don't understand is that your relationship with your child is the most powerful vehicle for change. Your relationship with your child is the most powerful vehicle for your child learning to tolerate and cope with big emotions. Your relationship with your child is the most powerful vehicle for them to learn the skills they need in order to handle their feelings in a healthy way. And your relationship with your child is the most powerful vehicle for them to build a healthy sense of self. That happens in the context of a relationship, and it is not something you can outsource to a therapist. Your child needs you to be empowered to support them through these big emotions and help them stop these challenging behaviors. Now, the fourth reason why child therapy is not the most effective intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling is related to reason number three, but it is slightly different. And that is that kids feel safest around their safe attachment figures. That's you, right? And so they often hold it together when they're not with you, when they're at school, when they're in therapy, when they're in extracurricular activities, when they're at a friend's house. And they only let those feelings out when they are with you because you are their safe person. I can tell you that when I was working in therapy with highly sensitive kids, not one time did I see a meltdown. Not one time did I see a kid get mad at me or say, I hate you, or say you're the worst, or do any of the behaviors, literally any of the behaviors that the parents were reporting. And the reason for that is simple. It's because I was not their safe attachment figure. Now, why does that matter if we're teaching skills outside the moment anyway? It matters a lot because here's the thing. You can teach all the skills you want to outside the moment, but if your child does not have co-regulation in difficult emotional moments, if you are not able to hold space for your child's emotions and show them by your acceptance of their emotions are okay and they're safe and they are not going to overtake them, then those skills are going to fall flat. We cannot learn to cope with feelings that we are not allowed to feel. And if every time that we feel these feelings, our parents are essentially telling us we're too much by punishing us or yelling at us or otherwise trying to shut down our feelings and tell us why it's not such a big deal, then we are still going to learn, even though our parent is there with us, that our feelings are not okay. And that is going to perpetuate the cycle of meltdowns that highly sensitive kids often find themselves in. This is just something that cannot happen in a therapist's office. It doesn't matter how much play therapy you do. If you are not getting real practice having your emotions, you're never going to learn to do the right things with your emotions. In other words, you're never going to learn to regulate your emotions if you are not allowed to feel them while being kept safe through your parents' boundaries. And the fifth and final reason why therapy is just not the right intervention for highly sensitive kids who are struggling. And arguably, this is the most important reason, y'all. This is what it all boils down to, is this. When a highly sensitive child is struggling, is caught in a cycle of meltdown after meltdown, pushing away the people they love most with aggressive behaviors and unkind words, this is not an individual problem that exists within the child. This is a family dynamic problem. And that means that the fix for this problem has to involve the family dynamic. It cannot be a fix that is only geared toward the individual child. And child therapy is an individual intervention. We are intervening with the child themselves, and we are not doing anything to support the family dynamic. Here's the thing, and you probably understand this if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, but sometimes we as parents have to change. In fact, every single parent who's gone through my Chaos to Connection program has realized, oh, I have to shift. The fix to these meltdowns and behaviors I don't like is me, in part. And that doesn't mean that your child's struggles are your fault. They're not. And that doesn't mean that you're not a good parent. It just means that as parents, so often our triggers, based on the way we were parented, are keeping our highly sensitive kids stuck in patterns that aren't helpful, and we don't even realize it. Or maybe we realize it and we don't know how to shift it. But if we are punishing, losing our cool, or otherwise creating dynamics where it's us against our child, even if we're doing it inadvertently or we're not even aware of it, here's the thing. We are going to keep the entire family stuck in a dynamic of walking on eggshells, dealing with constant meltdowns and aggressive behaviors, and ultimately feeling chaotic. So what is the right intervention for a highly sensitive child who is struggling? Well, it's an intervention that centers the entire family dynamic. It's an intervention that empowers parents to be the ones to co-regulate and teach their kids how to tolerate big emotions without feeling like they are taking over. And the cool thing about this is that when you do it well, your child is not just equipped for the skills they need right now to not hit, kick, scream, whatever, but they are equipped for the skills they are gonna need throughout their lives. When they're off on their own someday and you're not right there with them, you are going to be teaching them the skills they need then too. Look, if this is something that you're struggling with, this is exactly what I do for parents in my Chaos to Connection program. If this is you, let's talk. go to raiseresilient.com/breakthrough. Consider this your sign to book your call. It is completely free. And whether or not we decide together that this program is the next right step for your family, I will point you in the right direction. So you won't have to waste your time with ineffective interventions, because life is too short for that. And parenting is too hard to make it any harder than it needs to be. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope that if you have been thinking about therapy for your highly sensitive child, maybe now you have a little more insight into why that's not going to be the most helpful thing to do. And if you've been doing therapy with your child and you feel like you're not getting anywhere, this is why. So again, if you resonate with any of that, I'd love to talk to you. I hope this episode has been helpful in understanding some of the nuance around how to truly help a highly sensitive child who is struggling and reclaim a real sense of peace in your home. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate you, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raisedresilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.